This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the 14th of December. Tune in with Erica. I'm Erica, and you are very welcome. So here we are, 2 weeks to go, only 2 shows left in this year. It seems so strange to be saying that. It seems like it was only January 23. When we get to January, do you feel that you see the whole year stretching out ahead of you? And then suddenly you get to here and think, whoa, how did that happen? Anyway, I'm glad that you're with me and we've made it all the way through the year. Let's give ourselves a round of applause. Woohoo! Yay! We are here. We have made it, which means we are awesome. We may be a little battered, we may be smiling, we may be whatever, but we are still here and we are still standing. And it is lovely to have your company. We have a Facebook chat room as well. I'm just going to clear my throat. Sorry about that. I still have a scratchy throat. Think it's going to be with me for some time. We have a lovely Facebook chat room. If you've not been in before, if you've got some time and you're listening to 1-2 Radio for the first time, it is a closed group. Go to the website 12radio.com, take a look at the options on the left-hand side. You will see an option to chat. It is a private chat room, but we will let you in. And there are beautiful people in there. I'm just going to take a look and rearrange the comments so that I can say good morning to everyone. So bear with me as I tip them out and turn them into the right order and say good morning to Laura, who would like a message, and also to my Libra sister Maureen. I will come back and do you a reading. I can see that you have some issues going on with your son. Good morning to Sandy. Nice to have you back. Missed you last week. And to Mary and Joni and Renee and Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio. Just a heads up, I am going to be doing a reading, but a heads up, I asked what to do today, and it was very clear to me that the word that came through when I meditated and said, what am I supposed to talk about? And they went, shh, listen. So, okay, I get it. In this season when it's just so busy and nature is closing down and we are ramping up the energy, there's so much chatter at this time of the year. There are bright, tinselly, jingling commercials and bright, tinselly, jingling people as well to go with them. There are people laughing. There are children squealing. There are little animated creatures and animals in cartoons being very, very lively. And yet nature is trying to shut down. So the message is take some time to listen. That still, clear voice of calm. But also, I've been very drawn this week to practice my listening skills. And hands up here, I'm a Libra chatterbox. I really am. And it occurs to me that I really should listen to people more and really hear what they're saying and get my agenda out of my head. I don't need to make a point. If I do, fair enough, I'll make it. But I really don't need to make most of them. I'm just going to shut up and listen. That said, here I am on the radio and what am I doing? Chat, 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 chat. But it's a difference on the radio. So I am really going to be mindful about my listening skills and tuning into people. Because when I've done it this week, I've been doing that practice, I've realized how much I am missing of people's emotions. I'm empathizing with them more because I'm picking up on their energy when I tune in and listen. So I would share that with you today. Part of that, and what I really want to do today, as well as card readings, is I have, as you know, I am a sound healer. I use tuning forks, but I love my chanting, and I belong to a chanting circle down here in Penzance in Cornwall. And there are just so many chants, you can't possibly know them all. So I'm always open to learning new chants. And somebody who is a Buddhist came to the group last week, and they had this chant on their phone that, quite frankly, has just blown me away. Now, you probably know it, in which case you won't need me to explain, but it's called the Haya Griva. That's H-A-Y-A, Haya, and Griva, G-R-I-V-A. It is a Buddhist chant. It's quite often done in Tibetan as well, so there can be Tibetan accents on it. When I looked, there are two ways to write it. depending, I suspect, where in the locality it has been written down. Basically, Hayagriva is a horse-headed deity in Hindu mythology, or Hindu wisdom tradition, perhaps I should say, comes connected, as all things are, to the Upanishads, which just goes so far back in time. They predate Islam, Judaism, Christianity. They just go way back into the wisdom traditions of time. And this horse-headed god is always white. There's a very white light, a crystal light. One of the sites I looked on, and I'm hands up, I am still learning about this mantra. The wisdom of it goes back and back like one of those infinity mirrors. But certainly there's a connection to crystals and clarity. And this is about knowledge. It's a deity you would invoke for knowledge and peace, which is how I was introduced to it, because this lady who brought it to the chanting group said she has been using it to chant for the conflicts that are going on in the Middle East and in Ukraine, and frankly anywhere else in the world where there is conflict, even locally amongst your own people. It is, apart from being wisdom and clarity, it is also incredibly powerful for peace. So we sat and chanted this for 20 minutes for peace. And I can only say I felt this presence come down and around me like a kind of white halo that went from my shoulder blades all up around me. It was extraordinary, and I realized how powerful this mantra was. And I was very enervated and very stressed when I went into that chanting meeting. I'd had a lot to deal with. And by the time I came out, I was floating on clouds. So I thought today I'm going to share this chant with you. There are lots of versions on the internet. I'm going to use the one that this lady brought into our group because I think that I just like the music. I like the take on it. So it's called Hayagriva. I'm looking at the time. So I think what I'm going to do is do you some readings first. And then I'm going to come back because I'm going to play this mantra for at least 10 minutes. Now, the idea is that in our busy times, and you've got a busy week, I've got a busy week, but coming up on the holiday period, that you can go back in and get this on the archive anytime you want, at a time that's convenient to you, and just sit down for 10 minutes and either invoke peace for yourself or peace for the world. It also has an incredible healing property. So I'm going to talk about that later on when I do it. But just a heads up. So if you've got friends who could use some of this, this show will go to on demand as soon as I can get it up there. So I'm going to be doing that later on. I drew a card from my wisdom deck today, having been chanting Hayagriva, and said, what do I need to focus on? What card would come out today? I got the card. It's a major arcana card. It's transformation in my deck, which is the tower in traditional tarot. It means stuff is happening that you can do nothing about. What you can do is change your reaction to it or just get out of the way. It's one of those things, and I know my lovely Maureen, who's in the chat room today and is asking for a reading, this card, as soon as it came out, I thought of you because you have a family member, your son, who's really dealing with issues where life seems to have pulled the rug from under him and he's really struggling, and I get that. And this card, this transformation card, is about that. It comes with Archangel Shamuel, who's got an hourglass as well that's run through, and it means that there's a situation closing, which obviously has happened to him. He's lost his job. I also see he's got relationship issues. There are situations closing that just seem rather like that tower struck by lightning. It seems terrible. It seems something that we either think we didn't deserve or we didn't see coming, that we can't do anything about. So it's a sense of helplessness or hopelessness. But actually, this card has a very positive meaning as well, because that hourglass has run, the sand has run all the way to the bottom, and you know that Archangel Shamuel is about to turn it up the other way, and that it's going to have a full sand glass at the top. This is about new opportunities, if only we will allow the previous ones to close, and then we will look to see what is around with a very open mind. Now, Archangel Shamuel His name means whom God sees or eyes of God. So ask him, Maureen, to help your son look widely without agenda at what is going on. And rather, and I understand it, it's very hard because you say he's very distressed, and I get it. When you're distressed, it's so hard to come into this quiet place and let stuff go and look. But that is what he needs to perhaps work towards. And if he's open to listening to this mantra that I'm going to play today, it will be enormously healing for him. And I know your heart as a mother is hurting as well. So I think that card, even though I do it generally, I think it's very much for you, Maureen. So let me have a look. Laura was there as well, would like a message. So let me just clear the deck and ask, what does Laura need to know? I have cards, a water card, that takes you back to your childhood. So maybe things at the moment, especially with the Mercury retrograde, are triggering memories of how things used to be. And they will be emotional memories. They may be good ones, or they may be ones that are sad, that are nostalgia, or, you know, a little bit of sorrow. If it's sorrow because of loss, I would only say that sorrow is love in another skin. We feel sorrowful because we've loved. And if you can look at that, it sometimes takes the weight out of the sorrow and you can turn it into fond remembering. So things coming up for you, emotional things from the past, I would say, Laura. Sandy, hello. You are going back to your temp job after 2 weeks. Any messages coming up about that interview last week? What does Sandy need to know about her interview last week? I've got the hermit, which is interesting. Again, it's the people think hermits live in caves and don't come out. This card is about shining your light. It's a Virgo card. It's about service and seeking, but also it's shining the light, the best of who you are. It asks you to spend time in peaceful meditation. So I would say that what Archangel Raziel is saying to you is, Sandy, try not to dwell upon what isn't happening and just place your focus. I know you're going to the job that doesn't really suit you because it's tiring, but it is providing you with an income to support you. So thank it for that. And maybe take your energy away from what you haven't got with the interview and just remember how valuable you are and focus on the values that you have to give to the world and allow the energy to open things up for you, Sandy. Mary would like a message from Mum or Dad regarding a message for your sister, Katie. Let me just tune in and see in mediumship terms, because it's a different skill from being psychic. What message, if any, do I need to bring from Mum or Dad? I'm feeling, I was going to say I felt very much more of feminine energy, but then it balanced out. So I think I do have them both here. And I have no idea what this message means, so I'm just going to give it to you. The word I got was surface. I have no idea what that means. Maybe it will mean something for Sister Katie. It means something coming to the surface, or you surface back after you've been down, or you're looking on the surface and perhaps you need to look underneath. But the word I got was surface. I hope that helps and makes sense to you. Joni, newness of work is around the bend, a card you would like. So for Joni, what does she need to know? Lovely water card, lots of golden apples about. This card again comes with Shamuel, who helps us look around us widely. And Shamuel is behind this beautiful tree of golden apples. And the person sitting there has golden apples all around them, but they're not looking at any of the apples. They're looking in front of them. They're actually missing the golden opportunity. So I would say if newness for work is around the bend, have a very broad mind and look at the entire aspect of the work so that you don't miss anything. Okay, good morning to Renee. Good morning to Jennifer. I'm now going to refresh this page because I could hear people coming into the Facebook chat room to say hello, and I can see that there are more comments. So bear with me while I just sort Facebook out and tip it upside down so I get the comments in the right order. I really wish, I heard Mark Husson saying this, I wish they would change this. You're very welcome, Maureen. Looking down past Renee. Tiffany, happy holidays. Missing and found question. Okay. My boyfriend has been looking for his new black gloves for almost a week. Interestingly, both the cards I've have come out so far today when I've done readings for people have been with Archangel Shamuel. Shamuel helps us find what we have lost. Shamuel's colour is a pale, very pale green, or sometimes I see him as pink. I once lost my gloves in the middle of a huge beach in Kent, and I went running back to try and find them. There were miles of this beach. And I kept following, and I asked Shamuel, and I ran forward, and I saw a white feather, and I thought, well, perhaps it's pointing in that way. So I ran that way, and I got to another stream, and there was another little marker. I think it was a stone, so I ran that way. And eventually I came to my gloves on the beach just before the tide got them. Absolutely true story. Shamuel was with me. So I would say invoke Archangel Shamuel, light a candle, and ask Shamuel to show you where the gloves are. Interestingly, mine were black gloves as well. So because Shamuel will either put the thought into your mind that you know where they are, or he will in some way nudge you to the right place. So if you suddenly feel that you need to go in the kitchen or need to go somewhere, go there, because Shamuel will be nudging you. Good morning to Lioness, sending me angel hugs. Oh, thank you. I felt that. That was gorgeous. Tara, happy Yule. Thank you for the message of stillness. You would like a card about finances, could use a boost in that department. So let me see what the angels can help you with. Tara, finances, what do we need to know? I've got a card of balance and justice, which is interesting. This comes with Archangel Raguel. Now, Raguel is to do with relationships. So I would say, what is your relationship currently with money? How do you feel about money? And does it make you very nervous and throw you into a spin if you feel that you could be running out of money? And I know this one so well, I have to pull myself up on it all the time. Because as soon as you go into what you haven't got, guess what you start to attract? And I know that the law of attraction is a delicate thing. There's this idea that we attract what we have in our lives. Sometimes life just happens, a bit like that transformation card. But certainly with finances, it does not help to dwell on what you haven't got. If you've currently got money and you can pay your bills, then focus on that and then put forth thanks that you will have all the money you need to support you. And constantly use the affirmation. Money flows into my life. I have all the money that supports me. Any affirmation that will work for you, and hopefully that will help to turn it around. Quelly, good morning. Lots of blessings to you too. Merry Christmas. Lioness, your right foot, the middle toe, is causing me immense pain. What do the angels say is going on? I have this chant I have coming up for you, Lioness, will be very helpful for this. So, angels, a right toe, right foot in the middle toe. There are all sorts of sites where you can look up the meridians for these, but let me have a look. I would say it has an emotional cause, an emotional vulnerability. I'm tuning in. This card can sometimes mean a new home, but I'm so looking at what's being offered in this emotion. And I'm wondering whether there's something, again, I'm drawn to going back to your, not early childhood, but certainly about age 9 or 10, if something emotional has come back into your life from that period, I would say that perhaps it might have something to do with it. But I would also say, go and take a look on the internet and look at the meridians, the acupuncture meridians that go to that toe. Because your toe could be trying to tell you about something else going on in your body. Our bodies do that for us. They're very useful. Okay, let me have a look at how much time I've got. I do want to work with this mantra. So I'm going to stop doing readings for a while. I will go back in the chat room later on. So this mantra is, as I said, is called Haya Griva, H-A-Y-A. G-R-I-V-A, Haya Griva. It is to do with the Hindu deity, I think is the word, because it's an avatar of Vishnu, a horse-headed deity who always appears in white, to do with wisdom and clarity and particular peace and also healing. Now, I've just come across a practice today, which is why I was saying this healing will be useful for you, Maureen, and also for your toe, because there is a practice you can do to visualize the symbol Om, either Tibetan, Balinese, or the more usual Sanskrit, on the palm of your hand, and visualize it in a white color. You could even take a white crayon, if you like, and draw it on your hand, if that helps. And then you recite this mantra and you put your hand with the Om on the part that hurts and keep reciting the mantra because it's good for healing and pain. You could also do this a bit in the way that Reiki masters use distance healing by getting a teddy bear or something else that will represent somebody you know and love who might be suffering and in pain, and put your hand on the teddy bear and intend that the healing will go to them. I'm going to talk you through this mantra because for me, I'm such a Libra. I have to know what the mantras look like, even though I learnt by reciting it. In my mind, I want to know exactly how the words are. So Om is pretty obvious, O-M. The first syllable is Hri, H-R-I-H, Hri. Padman, P-A-D-M-A-N. Tatro, T-A-T-R-O. The next one took me a while to get. Vajra, V-A-J-R-A. Krodha, K-R-O-D-H-A. Haya Griva, we've done. Hulu Hulu, exactly like it sounds, H-U-L-U. Hulu Hulu. Hum, H-U-M. Te, P-H-E-T. So you've got Om, Hri, Padman, Tatro, Vajra, Krodha, Haya Griva, Hulu, Hulu, Hum, Te. I have put that mantra up in the Facebook chat room. I've just spelt it out for you in case you can't join me in the chat room. And so perhaps you could try it now and see how you get on. I'm just looking at the time. I'm going to play it for about 5 minutes because otherwise I will run out of time. And I'm hoping the way I have this set up on my computer, you will be able to hear it. So try drawing now the Om in white on your hand, either physically or in your mind. And then we are going to start with the mantra. Om Hrim.
Om Hri Padman Tatro Vajra Krodha Haya Griva Hulu Hulu Hum Pe. Om Hri Padman Tatro Vajra Krodha Haya Griva Hulu Hulu Hum Pe. Om Hri Padman Tatro Vajra Krodha Haya Griva Hulu Hulu Hum Pe. Padman Tatro Vajra Krodha Haya Griva Hulu Hulu Hum Pe. Om Hri Padman Tatro Vajra Krodha Haya Griva Hulu Hulu Hum Pe. Om Hri Padman Tatro Vajra Krodha Haya Griva Hulu Hulu Hum Pe. Padman Tatro Vajra Krodha Haya Griva Hulu Hulu Hum Pe. Om Hri Padman Tatro Vajra Krodha Haya Griva Hulu Hulu Hum Pe. padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe umri padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe umri padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Umri Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Umri Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Umri Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Umri Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Umri Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Umri Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Umri Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe Umri Padman tatro vajra krodha ya griva hulu hulu umpe
Absolutely magical, totally magical. I can see in the chat room that many of you are experiencing the same thing. If you want to find that, some of you have found it already. It's on Spotify. It's by that version is by Buddha Weekly, and you can add it to your meditation practice. I see some of you have said that you're going to do that. I just felt such peace while that was going on. It is a meditation for peace, and it is so powerful. So if you know someone who needs peace of mind, then you might send that to you. So there you go. I am almost out of time. It's been a pleasure to spend this Thursday with you. Stay tuned, because Jay and Raven are on the way with your exclusive backstage pass. I will be back at the same time for the last show of the year, this time next week. Until then, take care, lots of love, and bye-bye for now.